Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Yud Gimel. We left off daf Yud Beis Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page. We're going to pick up again from let's see, 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Yud Beis Amud Beis is where we're going to pick up from. First of all, sponsorships. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Lila Nishmas, his mother. Unfortunately, Dr. Landerer lost his mother. He's sitting Shiva this week, and Neshama should have an aliyah. David's mother's name is Golda Basimcha. Our learning, all the learning of everybody who learns not only this daf, but more importantly, the rabbi's daf, which is also sponsored, Lila Nishmas, Dr. Landerer's mother. All the learning should be in aliyah's Neshama, tremendous chus for the neshama of Dr. Landerer, who's been a tremendous supporter of Limud HaTorah in this year and way beyond, to wherever Rabbi Leibowitz's reach extends for the past couple of years. Also sponsored by Shia Braun, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Maras Blima Bas Rabbi Shua's Yartzeit is today, and also by Shragi Bril, Lila Nishmas, his father, Tzvi Hershman, Rav Shraga Leib, Allah Vashalom, on the occasion of his Yartzeit, which is also being observed today. So all of the neshama should have an aliyah, and we thank the sponsors very much for their sponsorship and support of this year. We started yesterday a series of Mishnayos where we're going to see machloksim between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer on the one hand and Rabbi Yeshua on the other hand as to whether we believe a woman when she comes with a certain taina. So yesterday we had seen a situation where a person marries a woman, finds out that she's not a basula. She claims that she was raped after they were engaged. So when he gave her kedushin, she was a basula, and therefore she's entitled to a ksuva of 200. And he claims, no, that she was actually nensa. She was actually raped before she was engaged, before the Kedushin. And therefore, when she was engaged, when the Kedushin was given to her, she was not a Besula. And the guy gave her the Kedushin on the assumption that she was a Besula. And therefore, it was a Mekach Tos. And therefore, she's not entitled to anything. So Rabbi Gamliel said, we're going to believe her. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, we're not going to believe her because it's Hamotzi Mechaveru Olavaraya. She's trying to collect the Ksuva money from him. And therefore, we're going to believe him unless and until she can bring a raya that she is telling the truth. We then tried to compare in the Gemara yesterday this machlokas to a machlokas of what happens when to a machlokas in a situation where a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna on the one hand and Rav Nachman on the other hand, where his person said, where Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, well, I don't know if I owe you $100. So Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say that Shimon is chayiv to pay back because bori v'shema bori yadif. Reuven comes with a tainas bori, with a taina of certainty. Shimon says, I don't know. Therefore, Shimon has to pay back. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say that he's going to be potter because they don't hold bori v'shema bori yadif. So what we're going to try to do today in the beginning of the daf is we're going to try to compare the machlokes in the case of mamon to the machlokes in the case of a man and a woman where the woman is coming with a taina, where it appears that Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah is going to also say bori v'shema bori yadif, just like Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda in the case of Manali Biyotcha, because Rav Gamliel says that we believe the woman. Why do we believe the woman? Because the woman knows when she was Nensa. The woman knows when she lost her Besulim. The man is simply speculating, and therefore we're going to try to compare this machlokas. So that's what we're going to start with. Then we're going to see again a series of Mishnayas where she comes with a certain taina, and Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer are going to believe her, and Rabbi Shua is not going to believe her for various reasons, and the Gemara is going to try to explain how all of these situations are alike or why they might be different, why we have to have this argument in all of these cases. Certain of the cases relate to whether and when she became a mukas eitz, or if she's a mukas eitz rather than having had relations with a man. Certain cases are where she's pregnant and she's trying to say who she had bia with and whose baby this child is, whether we believe her or whether we believe him. And again, this is just a series of mishnayos where we have the same machlokas apparently over and over again presenting itself, and we're going to delve into the various cases brought down by the Mishnayos. All right, so let's dive in again. Where we left off yesterday, again, we had seen in our Mishnah, Rav Gamliel appears to say that Bari Vishema Bari Yadif, that we're going to believe the woman. When the woman says that she was raped already after the Erusin, therefore when she accepted the Kedushin, she was a Besula, therefore she's entitled to Ksuba. Rav Gamliel is going to believe her because she has a Tainas Bari. And we're going to try to compare that to the Shita of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who say that if Reuven walks over to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, and Shimon shrugs his shoulders and says, I don't know, Shimon's going to have to pay him back. Again, because Reuven comes with a Tainas Bari. So the Tainas Bari is always going to be the Tainas Shema. So says the Gemara, six lines up from the bottom, on Yud Beis Amabei, Salema Rav Yehuda Rav Huna, Damri Karab Gamliel. So let's say that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who say that Bari Vishema Bari Yodav, they hold like Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Damri Karab Yeshua, and Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, who say that no, Amotzi Mechaveru, all of Araya, that they hold like Rav Yeshua. So says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman will say to you, no, I know Damri Afila Karab Gamliel. Even though in the case of Mammon, where Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Mona Libi Yadcha, we're not going to believe Reuven, we don't require Shimon to pay back, he could hold like Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah, who is going to believe a Tanas Bari of the woman. How so? Adkan lo kam Rav Gamliel hasa, because Rav Gamliel only holds a sheet in our Mishnah, Eladika Migo, because there is a Migo, Aval Hacha, my Migo Ika. But over here, there is no Migo. In other words, he couldn't have come with a better Taina. In other words, if you look in Rashi, we're not going to have time to read it inside, because today we need to make sure we get through the daf. But the Migo over here explains Rashi is that she comes with a Taina and says that she was raped after she was engaged. So she never had to say that she was raped at all. She could have said that she was a mukas ace. She could have said that she lost her besulim. Yes, she lost her besulim, but she lost her besulim because of an accident. Now, why would that have been a better taina? Migu is when we say, well, you know I'm not lying. You know to believe me, because if I were to lie, I could have made an even stronger taina. So what's the stronger taina than saying that she became a ba'ula, that she lost her besulim after she got engaged? So the stronger taina would have been to say that she lost her besulim, but not through an act of man, rather through an accident. Why is that a better taina? So Rashi explains, because she's claiming that she was Nensa. If she was Nensa, she will now become usur to marry a Kohen. Whereas, if she's a Mukas Eitz, she would be mutter to marry to a Kohen. So you know she's telling the truth, because if she really wanted a lie, she would have positioned herself with a lie that would have still permitted her to marry a Kohen. And from the fact that she says Misha Rastani Nanasti, we know to believe her that she is telling the truth. Rashi also says that even if they're arguing about Mukas Eitz, which is a Mishnah that we haven't seen yet, but we're gonna see later in today's daf, that even when she says Mukas Eitz and that I became a Mukas Eitz under you, she says she became a Mukas Eitz, she could have said that she became a Mukas Eitz after she was engaged, and therefore she has a Ksuba of 200, because she was, when she got engaged, she was actually a Basula. But the point is, forget about that case in the Mishnah, we're going to see it in a couple of minutes, but over here, the reason that Rav Gamliel is going to believe the woman is not only because she comes with a Tainas Bari, it's because she comes with a Tainas Bari, and also a Koach of Amigo, because we know to believe her, because if she wanted a lie, she could have come with an even better Taina. But over here, when Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, we don't know to believe him, because there is no better Taina that he could have made. There's no Migo at all. Inami, says the Gemara Vayter, the flip side, three lines up from the bottom, Ad Kadlo Kamar Rav Gamliel Hasam, Rav Gamliel only holds his Shita in our Mishnah, El Adarmin and Ukma Chazkasa, because we're going to say, let us follow her Chazaka. What's her Chazaka? Her Chazaka is, when she's born, she is a Besula. She's a Besula until she's proven to be a Ba'ula. So if she says that she became a Ba'ula after the engagement, so we are simply continuing, we are perpetuating her chazaka, the chazaka of her guf, the chazaka of her body, that she is a Besula, and therefore, that's what we are going to follow. Aval hacha, my chazaka is lay. But over here, there is no chazaka de mei kara. There's no such thing as, oh, let's follow the chazaka of the person, because who owes who money is not anything that's personal to any of these people. So there's no chazaka inherent in the guf that we're able to perpetuate. what type of chazaka is there? There is a cheskas mamon. The cheskas mamon is that the money right now is in Shimon's possession. So if Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, I don't know if I owe you $100, even though Shimon comes with a tainas shema and Reuven comes with a tainas bari, who's got the money? Shimon's got the money. So let the money sit in the chazaka, let the money sit where it is, and we're going to give it to Shimon. So says the Gemara, hachinami mistabra. That's a very strong diuk. Why? Could the kamashanina under Rav Nachman who, diyamar karam gamliel, that because according to what we've just explained, we can reconcile the shita of Rav Nachman with the shita of Rav Gamliel. Again, Rav Nachman, in the case of Bari Veshema, by the Tanas Mamon, says that the guy with the Tanas Shema doesn't have to pay. With the shita of Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah, who says that we're going to believe the woman because she comes with a Tanas Bari coupled with a Migo. Timkain, Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. Because if we can't reconcile Rav Nachman shita with Rav Gamliel shita, we're going to have a problem because the halacha is not going to be consistent. Why? The Kaimelon Hilchasa Rav Nachman Bedine, Vaha, Amar Rav Yud Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Gamliel. Ella shmamina kada shmamina and shmamina. So we see that we can reconcile these two. We can see that we can reconcile these two shitos by saying that Rav Nachman would hold his shita even according to Rav Nachman can hold like Rav Gamliel because it's not simply a machlokas about Bari Veshema, because again, by Rav Gamliel, he has both a migo and a chazaka. The migo that she could have come with a better taina and said mukas eitz. The chazaka that we follow, the chazaka of the guf. However, by stam tainas mamon, we are not going to say bari v'shema, bari adif. And therefore, the person with a tainas shema doesn't have to pay. However, he's going to have to take a shvuas heses. He has to take a shvua midrabanan to make sure that we don't coach people stam to deny that they owe other people, that they owe other people money. The Ran also says if he wants to be yotzi de shemayim, then maybe he should pay. Because if he really knows that he owes the guy money, even though he could get away without paying, really he should pay. But so now we've reconciled the two shitos that we actually hold like la halacha, the shita of Rav Nachman with the shita of Rabban Gamliel. Okay, next Mishnah where we're going to see the same type of machlokas. He omeris mukaseitz ani. She says that I'm a mukaseitz. Vu omer lo ki ela drusas ishat. And he says no, you were a drusas ish, meaning that you were violated before we got engaged, and therefore you're entitled to a ksuva only of a maneh. So Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Lezer omer ne'emenes. Rabban Lezer, Rabban Gamliel say. That Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say that she's believed. Rabbi Shua Amar Lami Pia Nechayin. Rabbi Shua says, no, we're not going to listen to her. Ella Reizu Becheskas Drusas Ish Asher Tavi Raya Ledvarea. We know that she doesn't have a besulim now. Most people who don't have a besulim, it's on account of the fact that they had bia. It's not on account of the fact of an accident. And therefore, we're going to assume that she's a be'ula, a drusas ish, until she brings a raya that she is a mukaseitz, because we are not going to believe her. There is a machlokas in the Gemara. What exactly is going on here? In other words, by him saying, lo, ki ela drusas ish, is he trying to be mafsid her ksuva entirely? Or is he trying to say only that he owes her $100 for the ksuva as opposed to $200? So Tosfos says over here that this is not a sfeiks feika, because the whole suffix, in other words, the suffix whether she was nanas or not, and a suffix when the ones happened, because the point is what he's saying is it's a mekach tos. That, and therefore, since it's a mekach tos, he's trying to be mafsid her entire ksuva, according to Shitas Tosfos. Says the Gemara, so tanase b'mai. So what exactly is going on here? This is what the Gemara is going to get into right now. So in other words, what are they saying? So Rav Yochanan amar b'masayim umana. So Rav Yochanan says that the action here is around whether she's going to be able to collect a ksuva of 200 or if she's going to collect a ksuva of 100. That she's claiming that she's a mukaseitz and therefore she's entitled to a ksuva of 200. He's saying, no, you're a regular ba'ula and you had relations with a man and therefore you're entitled only to a ksuva of 100. Rav Elazar omer b'mana v'lo klum. Rav Elazar says, no, nobody says that she's entitled to a ksuva of 200. She's coming with a taina that she's entitled to a ksuva of 100. And he's coming with a taina that she's not entitled to any ksuva whatsoever. So Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Masayim Umanes, Rav Yochanan says that the debate here is whether she's entitled to 200 or 100. Sabala Karav Meir, he holds like Rav Meir, Diamar Bein Hikarba, Bein Lo Hikarba Masayim. That, whether he knew that she was a Mukas Eitz, whether he knew she was a Mukas Eitz or not, the Ksuba is going to be 200. So in other words, what we had said, we had seen this a couple of days ago, there was a Machlokas, what if she's a Mukas Eitz and he didn't know that she was a Mukas Eitz? Is she entitled to a Ksuba of 200 because she never had relations with a man? Or do we say that she's entitled to a Ksuba of nothing because there was a Mekachtos? So this is like Rav Meir, who says that whether he recognized that she was a Mukas Eitz or not, the Ksuba is going to be 200. And also Rav Meir would say that if he marries her Becheskas Besula, and it turns out that she's a Be'ula, then the Ksuba would be 100. So again, if she's a Mukas Eitz, she gets 200. If she's a Be'ula, regular Be'ula, she gets 100. Rav Elazar Amar B'mana V'lo Klum, and Rav Elazar says, no, the argument is about whether she gets a mana for the Ksuba, 100 for the Ksuba, or nothing. So Rav Rabbanan, they all like the Rabbanan. The Amar Bein Ikerba, Bein Lo Ikerba, mana, that whether he knows that she's a Mukas Eitz or not, the Ksuba is only going to be 100. And furthermore, the Chachamim say that if he marries her Becheskas Pesula V'nimseis Be'ula, then it's a Mechachtos, and she doesn't get anything. Says the Gemara, Sabishlam of Rav Elazar lo kamark Rav Yochanan, I understand Rav Elazar doesn't hold like Rav Yochanan the kamuki lach Rabbanan, because he would prefer to explain his Shita like the Rabbanan, because Yachad V'Rabim Alacha K'Rabim, I understand why he wants to explain his Shita according to the Shita of the Chachamim. El Rav Yochanan, my time elo amark Rav Elazar. Why didn't Rav Yochanan hold like Rav Elazar? Why does Rav Yochanan say that the action is over here, the debate here is whether she gets 200 for the Ksuva or 100 for the Ksuva? Why doesn't he hold like, Rav Elazar, who says that the debate is whether she gets 100 or nothing? That way he could reconcile the Shita with Rabbanan. Why is he holding like Rav Meir? Well, he's forced into that Shita because he holds that the halacha is that if you marry a woman thinking that she's a Besula, but it turns out that she's a Be'ula, then she gets the Ksuva of 100. So the alternative has to be that she's getting the Ksuva of 200. Otherwise, what are they arguing about? If he claims that he owes her only 100, and she claims that she deserves 100, then there is no machlokas here. So once he holds like the Shita, that if Kansa Becheskas Besula Vnimses Be'ula, she gets a Ksuva of 100, so he also must hold that by a Mukas Eitz, whether he knew that she was a Mukas Eitz or not, she gets a Ksuva of 200. And that's what the debate here is. Hachi u kamar, maneh, vi kamra maneh, samayika bein tani de tani da. This is what we just said. In other words, if they're both saying that she gets 100, so there is no distinction between their tainos, and therefore, he has to hold like Rav Meir that if she's a Mukas Eitz, then she gets 200, whether he realized that she was a Mukas Eitz or not. Says the Gemara now, Bishlam of the Rav Elazar, haine de tani tarti. I understand, according to Rav Elazar, why we have both of these cases, the case in this Mishnah and the case in the prior Mishnah. Chada lafuke midrami bar chama, v'chada lafuke midrav chia baravin amarav sheshes. So if we have to look in Rashi in order to understand what's going on here. So if you look in Rashi, it's Rashi a little bit short of halfway down. Chada lafuke midrami bar chama, v'chada lafuke, hi omeres misharastani nenasti, tunnelimisneba, v'hayamekri mekachtos, lagamri, mashma, vein laklum. In other words, where the prior Mishnah, where she says that she was raped already after she was engaged, and he says no, it happened before, meaning that I married you on the assumption that you were a besula, and it turns out you already had relations with a man, therefore it's a mekachtos lafuke with Rav Chia bar Avin. That's to exclude the Shita. That's to tell me that we don't know the Rav Chia bar Avin. Damar la'el. So in other words, in the prior Mishnah, what he's trying to do is he's trying to totally deprive her of the ksuva. In other words, saying that we don't hold like Rav Chia bar Avin, because Rav Chia bar Avin says in that case, she would get the ksuva of mane. V'tani yomeres mukas eitzani, and this Tana of mukas eitzani, in other words, this Mishnah, lafuke med the Rami bar Chama, comes to exclude from the Shita of Rami bar Chama. D'yamar la'el gabi mukas eitz, ava lo ikirba divrei akol v'lo klum. That Rami bar Chama said it's a divrei akol that if he didn't recognize that she was a mukas eitz, then she gets nothing. We obviously don't like Rami bar Chama because over here we have a machlokes where he doesn't realize that she's a mukas eitz, but we have a shita that says that she gets 200, and we have another shita that says she gets 100. So I understand why we need both these mishnayos. Ella the Rav Yochanan, back in the Gemara, Ella the Rav Yochanan, Tarti Lamali. But according to Rav Yochanan, why do I need both of these Mishnayos? So Chada Ladiach HaKocha de Rav Gamliel, the Chada Ladiach HaKocha de Rav Yeshua, to explain the Shitos of the Tanaim in our Mishnayos. So Kamaisu Ladiach HaKocha de Rav Yeshua. The first Mishnah, the one that we learned yesterday that we started discussing in the beginning of today's shiur, is to teach me the Koach of Rav Yeshua's Shita. The Aflagav, the Ikalamei Marmigu, even where she comes with a tainus migu, in other words, she says mishurastani nanasti, and the reason that we should believe her is because if she really wanted to come with a great tainus, she could have said mukas eitzani. She didn't have to say mishurastani nanasti. Even in that case where she has a migu, Rabbi Yeshua is not going to believe her. Lo mamna and basraisa ladia chakoch and rangam liel diafagav deleka migu mamna. That and over here the over here we're explaining the koach of the shita of Rav Gamliel to tell us that Rav Gamliel's shita is not solely based on the fact that there is a migu, because over here there is no migu because she already made her best taina, she already said mukas eitz. Yet Rav Gamliel is going to believe her. So in other words, so Rashi explains over here that this is because Rav Yochanan explains our Mishnah is like the Shita of Rav Meir, and therefore Bein Hikarbo Bein Lo Hikarbo, she gets 200. In other words, if he marries her and it turns out that she's a Mukas Eitz, whether he knew she was a Mukas Eitz or not, she gets 200, meaning there is no better taina than Mukas Eitz, and the timing of the Mukas Eitz is irrelevant. In other words, saying that she became a Mukas Eitz after she was engaged isn't necessarily a better taina according to Rav Meir, because even if she said she was a Mukas Eitz before she got engaged, she's still entitled to a ksuva of Messiah. So over here, there is no migu at all, yet we hold like Rav Gamliel. That's why we needed both of these Mishnayos so far in this series. Now another Mishnah, same parties to the Machlokes. Ra'ua medaberes, so imacher. So they see her speaking to somebody else. So there happens to be a Machlokes in the Gemara. What medaberes means? Does medaberes really mean speaking, or is it the Mishnah's way of telling me that she was speaking? In other words, is it really a reference to yichud or bia? And the Mishnah may be only using a Lishna Ma'alya. The question is, if it means Yichud, why doesn't the Mishnah use the word for Yichud that the Torah uses, which is Nistara? So why does it use this weird word of Midaberes? So the reason is, because the Marik explains, because Stam Yichud, without any intentions of Znus, may not be usur, and the type of yichud that we refer to as nistara is where there is a yichud with an intention of znus. So maybe we're trying to distinguish between the two types of yichud. But whatever, we're going to see in the Gemara, there's a machlokas exactly what this means. Barua medaberes emecha. They see her speaking to somebody. Ramrullah, and they say to her, Mativa shalish zeh, what's the deal with this guy? And she says, ish ploni bekoenu, so and so, and he's a kohen. So in other words, he's a kosher. He's somebody who he's an upstanding person, a person of yichas. So Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar amrim nemenes. Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar say that she is believed, meaning that she is going to be ksheira lekahuna. It's just important to note, our Mishnah is not talking about her entitlement to ksuva at all. Our Mishnah is talking about, is she going to be mutter to marry a kohen after this relationship or not? She claims that the person she was with was a bal yichus, and therefore she is not possible to marry a kohen. And whereas he's going to claim something else. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo mi piyon echayin. Now we're not going to believe her. Ela reizu becheskas bula lanasun ulamamzer, that she's becheskas bula to a nasun or a mamzer, ad shetavi raya ledvarea, until she brings a raya, that it's actually, as she said, that the person that she was with is actually a miyuchas tika person. We assume that she was bal to an usin or a mamzer, not to an akam or an eved, because an akam or an eved, abal bas Yisrael, the vlad is going to be kosher, explains the Pnei Yeshua. That's why if we're trying to establish a situation where the vlad would be pasul, and she therefore would be pasul lakuna, we have to say that she was neveles to an usin, or a mamzer. So and the Rabbi Kiva Ever explains that the chiddush over here is that Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that she's pasul even though Nesinin and Mamzerim are a miut of the population, nevertheless, we're going to fear that she may have been neveles to a Nasan or a Mamzer. So says the Mishnah, Vayter. So Aisa Muberes, if she was actually pregnant, V'yamar la mativa shalu berzeh, and they say, oh, what's the deal with this pregnancy? Who's the father? So she says, Mish ploni v'koinu. She says that it's from so-and-so and he's a Kohen, meaning he's a miyuchas. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Omrim, Nemenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar say that she's believed. Rabbi Shua, Omrim, Lomipia, Nechoyin, El Arayiz, Becheskas, Muberes, Lenosu, Lomamzer, Ashatavi, Rayil, Vareah. That no, we're not going to believe her. And she's becheskas that she was nevelas to an osan or a mamzer until she brings a raya. So again, the same machlokas, Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, are we going to believe the woman's taina? Are we not going to believe the woman's taina? Says the Gemara, first you have to help me understand what exactly the Mishnah is talking about. First case of the Mishnah, my midaberes. What in the world does it mean that she was speaking to this other guy? So Ziri Yamar Nistara, Ziri says it means she had Yichud. Ravasi Yamar Nivala. Ravasi says no, she actually had Bia. In other words, there were Edim, that they saw her actually having Bia with this guy. So Bishlam Ziri Heinrich Tani Medaberes. I understand according to Ziri that she only had Yichud. That's why the Mishnah uses a Lishna Ma'alya of Medaberes. El Ravasi, but according to Ravasi, who says that she actually had Bia, my Medaberes, what exactly does Medaberes mean? Medaberes is a weird way to say that she was having Bia with the person. So says the Gemara, Lishna Ma'alya. No, it's a Lishna Ma'alya. The Mishnah is using G-rated language. Kidduchsev Achlo Machtas Pia, that she eats and she wipes her mouth. But that's obviously referring to a Maisa Bia. Yet, the Mishnah is going to refer to other actions because the Mishnah wants to speak in a very clean way. Vamra lo palti oven. She said, I didn't do anything wrong. But over there, it's referring to a Maisa Bia. It's not actually referring to somebody who eats food. So says the Gemara, well, Bishlam el Ziri, I understand according to Ziri, Hanid Tani Tarti, Medaberes, and Muberes. Our Mishnah had two cases. The first was where they saw her doing something, and the second case was where she was pregnant. Now, the only way you get pregnant is if you have Bia. In other words, now I understand according to Ziri why the Mishnah gives us two cases. First case is only where she had Yichud, second case is where she actually had Bia. Elul Ravasi Tarti Lamali. But according to Ravasi, why do we have two cases? If according to Ravasi, Medaberes means that she had Bia, so why do we need one machlokas where she had Bia with somebody, another machlokas where she's pregnant after having Bia with somebody? Why do we need two cases? Says the Gemara, so Chader Lachshir Ba, V'Chader Lachshir Bebita. Because one is about her Yichus, in other words, one is about her eligibility to marry a Kohen, whether she was having Bia with somebody who is a miyuchas, or whether she's having Bia with somebody who is not a miyuchas. And the second is about the status of her kid. So Rashi explains, Bebita, it's the last skinny line, Im Uber Azen, Akeva, if this Uber winds up being a girl, Tinosi Lakuna, can she marry into the Kuna? Rabbi Gamliel will say that she can marry into the Kuna. Diashmina Bitida, Havamina Ihi, Hol Vadavile Cheskas Kashrus, Me Kara, Amri Ukma Cheskasa. So, Va'al Tafsilena Me Safek, Ava Uba, Dlo Avile Chazaka, Dixerus, Emalo. Rashi explains what we might think to distinguish between her and her Uber. In other words, for her, if she comes and says, oh, the guy I was with is a Kohen, and therefore I remain mutter to marry into the Kahuna, maybe we're going to believe her because she has a Cheskas Kashrus, because until she started sleeping around with this guy, she was also mutter to marry a Kohen. However, her daughter, who has no Cheskas Kashrus at all, because she has no Chazak of anything, because she's a newborn baby, I might think that maybe we would say that she's usher to marry a Kohen. Kamash Malon, we're going to believe her, Lagabe, the halachic status, of her daughter as well. So says the Gemara, well, that's all well and good, but honey, chalamandi amar ledivrei ha-makshar ba-makshar bebita. There is a machlokas, whether she's believed to makshar herself and her daughter, or only herself but not her daughter. So according to the mandi amar who says that she's believed as to both, that's great. But according to the mandi amar who says that even according to the one who believes her legabe her status, we're not going to believe her legabe her daughter's status. Michael Amemar, what can we say over here? So Ravasi, Sever, Kamandi Amar, Ledivrei HaMakshar Ba, Makshar Bebita. So what are we going to say? Ravasi is the one who says Medaberes means Neveles. he's going to have to say, like the Mandiyamar, who says that the one who says that she's kosher will also say that the daughter is kosher. So the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about her halachic status. The Seifa of the Mishnah is talking about the daughter's halachic status, and she's going to be believed as to both. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaya. Said Rav Papa to Abaya, L'ziri damar mai medaberas nistara. According to Ziri, he says that medaberas means nistara, that she had yichud. V'amar Rav Yeshua lo mehemna. And Rav Yeshua says that we're not going to believe her. Hama Rav Malkin ali yichud vein osran ali yichud. But Rav said that we only give malchus for yichud, but we're not going to asser her to marry a kohen on account that she was miyached with anybody. So says, let's see, the zoom conked out. Okay, hopefully it'll reconnect. Lema delo karav, so lema delo karav Yeshua. So let's say that this is not like Rabbi Yeshua, says the Gemara, afilu tamer Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, mailu asu b'yuchsin. This is a maila b'yuchsin. In other words, even though typically ein osrin ala yichud over here, because we're talking about her ability to marry a Kohen, we're going to make a Mila, and we're going to Asur even for Yichud. Meisveich, like the Gemara Kasha, Re'u, Shenichnasa im Echad L'Seiser, if we see that she secludes herself with somebody, Olechurva, or she goes into a Churva, and Rashi says, Zastam Churva is Lebi'ila, Shumakam Luznus, that's because it's a place where people go to do inappropriate things. And they say to her, what's the deal with this guy? And Kohenu ben Achi Abahu, and she says that he's a Kohen, and that she is a, and that... Okay. Just try to get in. Okay. And she says that she's and she says that he's a Kohen and Ben Achi Abba. In other words, Ben Achi Abba is Lavdafka, just meaning that she's trying to underscore that he's a kosher, that he's a meyuchas. So Gamliel of Rabbi Lazar Amim Nemenes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar say that she's believed. Rabbi Shua Amar Lomi Pio Nechayin, that we're not going to believe her. Ela Rezu Bekeskas Bulo L'Nasun L'Mamzer, Ad Shitavi Raya L'Zvarea, until she brings a Raya to her words. But we're going to assume that she was Nevelas to a Nasun or a Mamzer. So Bishlam L'Ziri, I understand according to Ziri, says the Medaberis means Nistara Hanik Tani Tarti, L'Seser Olechurba. Because one case is where she's only being where she's only violating yichud with a guy. The other case is where she is where she's actually entering into a kurva to have bia with a guy. El Ravasi Damar Nevelas, but according to Ravasi, who says that medaberes means nevelas, sertarti lamali. So why do we need two cases? In other words, if whenever we say yichud in the Mishnah or medaberes in the Mishnah, we actually mean that she had bia. So why do we have two cases? One where she had bia and one where she had bia. They're both cases where she had bia. Why do we need both cases? So says the Gemara. So tarti lamali. So chadak tani l'seiser dechorba va l'seiser. So it's really one case. It says l'seiser dechorba. So it's not l'seiser. It's not l'seiser olechorva, it's l'seiser dechorva. It's really only one case. V'l'seiser olechorva k'tani. But the Braisa very clearly teaches us two cases. It's l'seiser olechorva, not l'seiser dechorva. It's l'seiser olechorva. It's echad olechorva de masa, v'chad olechorva de dabra. One is a churva of the city, in the city. One is a churva in the field. What's the difference between a churva in the field? So a churva in the city, most people in the city are going to be Jewish because they live together with other Jews, and therefore most people who are in this churva would be kosher to her. However, a churva in the middle of nowhere, most people are going to be usher to her. V'tzrichan, we need both cases. D'yashmin and churva d'masa, because if you would only say the churva d'masa, maybe that's where Rav Gamliel is going to say that she's believed because most of the people are going to be kosher to her anyway because they're all miyuchasim. Ava lechorba de dabra de rob psula metzla ema modele the Rabbi Yeshua, but in a churva in the middle of the field where most people are puzzled, or maybe he's modet Rabbi Yeshua that she's not going to be fit to marry a Kohen. V'yashmina bahi, and if we only would have had that case, bahi kam Rabbi Yeshua, maybe Rabbi Yeshua only holds his shita in the case of a churva de dabra. Avoba, I mean, modelo Rangamliel, but by a churva the masa maybe agrees with the shita Rangamliel, tzricha. Therefore, we need both cases. Says the Gemara Navaiter. Meisvei, zu edus shaisha ksheira la. that this is the type of edus that a woman is kosher to give. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Eina Nemenes, and Rabbi Yeshua says, nope, she's not believed. So Amar Lam Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda said, Iatem Modim. So Iatem Modim, don't you agree? So Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Iatem Modim, don't you admit to me, Beshvuya Shanishbase, where you have a Shvuya, so a woman who was taken captive, Vieshla Edem Shanishbase, and there were Edem that she was taken captive. Viomeres Torani, and she says that I'm Tar, in other words, that she was not defiled, She'ain Nemenes, that she's not going to be believed. Amr lo aval. So they said, yeah, we believe you, that we agree with that Shita, that if there were Edem that she was taken captive, and so we know that for sure that she was taken captive. But she claims that she remains Tahora, then she is not going to be believed. So, but ama hefresh bein zu lezu. So what's the difference between if there were Edom that were taken captive, that she was taken captive, and we're not going to believe her, but in our case in the Mishnah, where we saw her secluding with somebody, that she is going to be believed about his yichas. So says the Gemara, lezu yesh Edom, lezu ein Edom. Because for one of them, there is Edom. For the other one, there is not Edom. What does it mean, lezu yesh Edom, lezu ein Edom? So if you look in Rashi, about a third of the way down, lezu yesh Edom shenivala, the captive has Edom that she was nivelas, tekivan denishpes labein ov dechachavim, main prutz and barayos, kulonu Edom shenivala, because she was taken captive among the Akum, and they're very promiscuous. It's as if there were Edom that she was nevelas. However, in our case, there's no Edom. Why? Because Rashi says, Zu ein Edom shenivala, shelo ru'ua ela medaberes. Umigu dibe yamra lo nevalti, ki yamra nami, lekosha nevalti ma'amna. And again, she has a case of Migu, because over here, all they saw her doing was talking. So she could have said she never had Bia at all. She admits that she had Bia, but she claims it was somebody who was kosher to her, therefore we're going to believe her. Says the Gemara, Amar Lahem, so they said, Af lezu yesh Edom, sharei kresa bein shinel. What do you mean there's no Edom that she had Bia? Second case of Mishnah, she was pregnant, of course she had Bia. So Amar lo, rov the kachavim prutzim barayas hein. So he said, no, most of the kachavim are prutzim barayas, therefore in a case of a shvuya, we definitely assume that she's going to be pasul. Amar Lahem, so they said, ain apotropos la rayas. There's no apotropos ta rayas. There's no guardian by arayas. What exactly this discussion is, we're going to see in a couple of lines. So, b'medvar mamurim, b'edas yisha begufa. That's only by edas yisha begufa where she's going to be believed. Aval edas yisha bebita, divrei akol avlad shtuki. But by edas yisha bebita, where a woman's testifying on the halachic status of her kid, everybody agrees the vlad is going to be a shtuki. We'll see what that means. So, my kamar, lu, my kamahadre. What is this deal about the exchange? Rov the kachavim prutzim and ain apotropos la rayas. Sochi kamar lu. Hishavtanu alumaberes. Yes, you're right. There are Edim in the safe of the Mishnah where she's pregnant. Obviously, she had Bia. However, and therefore she's going to be Psula to a Kohen. Matichivenu ala Medaberes. But what about the case of Medaberes where there are no Edim that she had Bia? So Migu that she could have said she never had Bia, let's believe her when she says that she was Nevelis to somebody who was kosher to her. Amar Lahem Medaberes Hainu Shvuya. So they said that Medaberes is like the case of Shvuya. Amar Lo Shani Shvuya, the row of the Kachavim Prutzim Barayas same. They said to Rabbi Yeshua, no, Shvuya is different because row of the Kachavim are Prutzim Barayas. Therefore, by Shvuya, we're going to say that she's Pasul, but by our case, we're going to say that she's Kosher. So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Leon, Rabbi Lazar, Hanami, no, also this is a case of Prutzim Barayas, Kivan the Stasar, Ein Apotropos La Rayos. Once they became, once they secluded, there is no apotropos to Arayas, there's no guardian for Arayas. We assume that she had Arayas, and says the Ritva, therefore she has no more cheskas kashras. So katani mias tarti. So there are two cases, medaberes umuberes. Well, the bottom line is, there are two cases in the Mishnah. One of medaberes, where we claim she could have had a taina that she never had bia, and the second case was muberes, where then we're saying, oh, there were as if there were edim that she was neveles. So tiyufta, the Ravasi tiyufta. So it's obviously a tiyufta to Ravasi, because Ravasi had said that medaberes meant that she actually had bia, but from this shak levatari we see medaberes means that she did not have bia, there was only yichud. But typically, the hasam rov psulim esla v'acha rov ksherim esla. Why don't we just say that over there she's pasul because most are psulim. Over here she's going to be kosher for kuna because most people over here are ksherim. Mesayele le rav shua ben levi, dam rav shua ben levi, ledivri amachsher amachsher afilu barov psulim. So we see this proves like the sheet of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that the one who says that we believe her, we're going to believe her, even if most of the people are pasul, she's going to believe to say that she was nevelas of somebody who's kosher. And ledivri apostle, apostle afilu barov ksherim. And according to those who are pasul, they're pasul even if most of the people are going to be kosher. Some Rav Yochanan, the Machshir Ba, Machshir Rabita. Rav Yochanan had said, the one who believes her legabi her own status, we're going to believe her legabi the status of her daughter. Adivri Apostle Ba, Apostle Rabita. According to the one who says that we're going to apostle her, we're going to apostle her daughter also. Rav Elazar, Adivri Machshir Ba, Apostle Rabita. And Rav Elazar said that no, even if we believe her, we're not going to believe her legabi her kid. So I'm a Rabba, my time of the Rav Elazar. What's the reason for Rav Elazar who says that we're not going to believe her about the kid? Zabishlama Ihi Isla Cheskas the Kashras. We already saw this in Rashi. That she has a cheskas kashrus, bita lesley cheskas the kashrus. Her daughter doesn't have a cheskas kashrus at all, and therefore she is not going to be believed as to the status of her child. Okay, so we'll stop here, sort of in the middle of a conversation, but a decent stopping point. We'll pick up with Eisvei, Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan tomorrow, God willing. Hope everybody has a great day, and apologies for the difficulties with the Zoom.